Shailene and Justin Linnelli are the proud new owners of the popular Voyager's Lodge and Cookhouse on Highway 17 at Batchewana Bay, a 60-minute drive from the Sioux. The Sioux couple purchased the business from longtime owners Frank and Gail O'Connor, with the Linnellis officially becoming its new owners January 17. "We've always enjoyed it out here. We've liked going to Pancake Bay and Harmony for the last 20 years. I've just always loved coming to this area. It feels like home, and when the lodge came up for sale I wanted it," Shailene told Sue today. The business, established in the 1960s, was owned and operated by the O'Connors since 2003. It was put up for sale in 2021 and the Linnellis made an offer for the property in August 2024. The iconic Voyager's Lodge and Cookhouse site includes the River Rock Gift Shop, General Store, Grab and Go Deli, Esso Gas Station, LCBO and Motel with 12 rooms. As far as food is concerned, the former owners operated a popular restaurant at the lodge for many years but later transformed it into a smaller but equally popular deli takeout. "We're going to keep what they already have. We'll have the Montreal smoked meat sandwich, the Reuben sandwich, poutine and fish tacos," Shailene said. However, she would like to make some additions to the deli's menu, as well as transform the site into more of a dine-out experience for visitors. "I wouldn't mind offering something weekly on Fridays, for instance, when people like to go out for dinner. I'd like to offer something like a smoked brisket, pulled pork or a fish fry. I'm looking into what we can offer as a dinner on Fridays," Shailene said. That wouldn't mean a full-scale indoor restaurant, but Shailene and Justin want to provide a pleasant outdoor experience for visitors who would like to stay for a bite. "There were 3 or 4 picnic tables outside. I'd not like to have an actual restaurant but some sort of a dining out experience for customers, with a waitress that comes out and asks if they want anything, so they can come and sit and eat. The place would be something to bring people out to just come and enjoy the north. I have a lot of thoughts going through my head about that right now," Shailene said. "One thing is certain. The lodge's popular apple fritters are staying. The apple fritters are very big and they're tasty. So yeah, they're not going anywhere," Shailene said. Shailene has owned and operated Soaps by Shea, selling high-quality bath and body products, for the last 6 years at 518 Queen Street E. Husband Justin is an electrician. "In the first week of April we will be opening up the gas station and the fritter house. And then, probably Easter weekend, we'll open up the deli and gift shop," Shailene said. There is at least one major feature the Linnellis are thinking of adding to the site. "There are 20 acres in the back. We obviously have to wait for the summer, but we would love to have some sort of a campground back there where people could come and bring a trailer or a tent, or we could have trailers to rent," Shailene said. The Linnellis are looking forward to their first year in business at the Voyager's Lodge and Cookhouse. "It's been a dream come true," Shailene said.